A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samander UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. As we looked at the words on marble yesterday, the happiest place to be is in someone else's thoughts, and the safest place to be is in someone else's prayers. I remember sharing the story of Jabesh very briefly in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. But my observation is, each time I study or read the book of 1 Chronicles chapter number 4 particularly, and these verses, my mind, my thoughts, and everything about me does not leave this issue of prayers, the prayers of Jabesh particularly. Jabesh. And so this morning, let's go over again of this story and the prayer of Jabesh. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. The Bible says, "Now Jabesh was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabesh, saying, 'Because I bore him in sorrow.'" Let's take a pause there. Look at the life of Jabesh. If you look at it from verse number 1 of this chapter, the story of the genealogy of Jabesh was listed, and everybody, the Bible kept saying things about them, but there was no significant blessing, no significant breakthrough about their lives. Everybody in Jabesh's family got married, begat children, and died. And so they were like that, nothing significant. Jabesh therefore called on God. And don't forget, the second problem with Jabesh was because his mother named him Jabesh because he was born in sorrow. The mother bore him in pain, and so she called him Jabesh. This was a man of sorrow with a negative family history. The family history of Jabesh was negative, and then his name was negative. He was born in pain. But Jabesh did not accept his condition as final. I like to let you know, dear listener, there is no condition that you are in that is final. That decision, that position, that situation is not the conclusion of your destiny. The situation of your life at the moment is not your conclusion. The pain you are going through is not your conclusion. The challenges of this hour is not your conclusion. It is not your conclusion. Your case has not been closed, can never be closed. This is not the you. This is not your conclusion. You are more than this. And the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. This is not your end. This is not your conclusion. But what must I do, like Jabesh? Don't fold your arms. You must, like Jabesh, pray. Raise an altar of prayers. And Jabesh began to pray. Look at the prayer of Jabesh in verse number 10. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel. You must understand, first and foremost, the God that you call, the God of Israel, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To be able to call this God, you must belong to the covenant with him. You must have a covenant relationship with God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Jabesh called on the God of Israel. He did not call on any other God. He did not call on the God of Midian. He did not call on the God of Moab. He called on the God of Israel. Where do you go when you have issues in your life, when you have critical issues in your destiny? Where do you turn to? To whom do you turn? Where or who is your prophet? Who is your God? There are so many people who carry their gods about. They carry gods that they can put in their fingers as ring. They carry gods they put in their pocket as charms. They carry gods they tie around their waist. Our own God, we don't carry him all about. He is the one that carries us. God carries us. And so you must turn to this God who is the prayer answering God. Jabesh called on the God of Israel. What did he say? He said, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed." That's number one. Bless me indeed. Everybody needs the blessings of God in order to progress, to succeed, to triumph in life. Don't forget, these blessings has nothing to, or has little to do with gift, with what is given to you. This blessing is what you become or who you become. It is the blessings of the Lord that makes rich and does not add any sorrow. What you become is what the blessing really is. Don't forget, blessing is an empowerment to succeed. Empowerment to succeed. When a man receives the blessings of God, he receives empowerment to succeed. On the other hand, A curse is an empowerment to fail. A man is empowered to fail with a curse. But here, Jabez said, bless me indeed. When God blesses a man, everything around him turns around. People will have no option or alternative than to bless him and to give to him because God has blessed him. Jabez said, oh, that you will bless me indeed. That's number one. My prayer is that God will bless you indeed. The second prayer of Jabez, he said, and enlarge my territory, enlarge my coast, divine enlargement. Jabez asked for enlargement. You also need an enlargement. You cannot afford to remain on the same spot or at the same spot on the same level for long. You can't afford to because life is always in motion. Life is moving. Life is not static, and people are not standing still. They are not static. Don't mind the instruction of Moses to the children of Israel at the bank of the Red Sea when he says, stand still. No, don't stand still in life. If you stand still, those who are behind you will catch up with you, and they may also leave you behind. In life and destiny, I pray, may you not be left behind. And so there is the need for God to enlarge your coast, to enlarge your territory, to increase you. My prayer again is that God will increase your greatness and he will comfort you on every side. Your business will enlarge. It will be divinely enlarged. Your territory will be divinely enlarged. Your family will be enlarged. Your finances will be enlarged. God will add to you. God will multiply you and God will increase you. That is the second prayer of Jabez. Enlarge my coast. Increase my business. Increase my circle of influence. Increase me. God will increase you in the precious name of Jesus. The prayer of Jabez, number three, Jabez said that your hand would be with me. The hand of God upon a man guarantees speed. The hand of God upon a man guarantees success. Don't forget, in 1 Kings chapter number 18, verse number 46, the Bible says, then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. The hand of God upon Elijah. The hand of God guarantees speed. When the hand of God comes upon a man, it guarantees the man speed. Speed into his destiny. Speed to where he is going. And so I pray that the hand of the Lord will be upon you and it will give you speed into your destiny. You will move into your destiny speedily. You will get to where you are going in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, that your hand will be with me. May the hand of the Lord be with you in Jesus' precious name. And number four, Jabez said that you would keep me from evil. May God keep you from evil. Jabez needed to be kept from evil. God needs to keep you from evil when he blesses you. When you are blessed, you must be kept from evil. When your territory is enlarged, you must be kept from evil. You need protection with your blessings, with your enlargement. You need to be divinely protected. And the hand of God upon you is also for protection. May the hand of God be upon you to defend you and to protect you in the name of Jesus. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, the scripture says, the eternal God is your refuge. Underneath you are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out your enemies from before you, and he shall say to you, destroy them. The hand of God will keep you from evil. Jabez finally said, that I may not cause pain, that it may not grieve me. That is the meaning. It is my prayer that it will not grieve you in life and in destiny. Above all, the Bible says God granted him what he requested. May God grant all your requests today in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray, oh God, bless me indeed and make me a blessing in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will bless me indeed and make me a blessing in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray for enlargement. Father, enlarge my territory. Enlarge my business. Enlarge my finances. Enlarge my influence. Enlarge my territory, O God. Enlarge me by the power of your Spirit. I request and I receive divine enlargement in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, let that your hand will be with me. Let your hand be upon me for good, for speed, for success. Let your hand be upon me, O God, for speed, for success, for prosperity, for blessings in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, keep me from evil. Keep my blessings from evil. Keep my children from evil. Keep my territory from evil. Be a wall of fire round about me and my house, round about me and my business and my family, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Nemotese ma'ante ketisa paya labada, keep me from evil. Keep my wife, my husband from evil. Keep my children from evil. Keep my business, my ministry, my career from evil, in the name of Jesus. And pray that it will not grieve me. Father, let it not grieve me. Let me not cause pain. Let me not cause pain to my family, to my spouse. Let me not cause pain. Let me not cause pain. Let my children not cause me pain. And let your name be honored. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The God who granted the request of Jabesh will grant all your requests. In the name of Jesus, I command that every negative name, every negative thing upon your life and destiny be wiped off by the blood of Jesus. The Lord will bless you indeed. Your territory will be divinely enlarged. The hand of the Lord will be upon you. You will be kept from evil. Your destiny, your enlargement, your blessings will be protected from evil. You won't cause pain. Your children won't cause you pain. And in your life and family and business, God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this afternoon at the Light Cathedral for Moriah Convocation. That is our prayers, interdenominational prayer meeting. Join us 12 noon and let us pray today. The Lord will hear and answer your prayers as you join to pray. You may wish to join this prayer meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is @YemiGraceMan. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.